what I did when I proposed the budget was say, we're going to set a spending limit together with legislators. I've done that every year with them. And I've also said, here's the budget from a state agency perspective. Now I need you to bring the community perspectives to the table. And I'm going to leave you $300 million roughly of room to fill in with community needs and priorities. So that's the process that we're undertaking now.
Let's say a local lawmaker down here does bring up a hydropower project that they want funded, and it somehow makes it through the finance committees, you know, and it comes to your desk. Would you support it?
So I've always been supportive of these projects, but again, it's in the context of the spending limit. If, you know, if they add $1.5 billion to my budget, I'm going to have to do some trimming, you know. So it really depends upon the overall spending, the overall size of the budget that they send to me, as well as the merits of the project itself, which I've always supported.
The ferry system, there's several 50-year-old ships, the Taku, the Matanuska, the Malaspina. They need new engines, and I guess each of those engines costs somewhere in the ballpark figure of $30 million each. There's the Columbia, which is 40 years old this year. So the question is, do you think that's the smart way to go about things, kind of renovating the older vessels, giving them new engines at $30 million, or could there be replacement mainline vessels during your administration?
So we're doing both. For example, I was a key proponent of new vessels, and two day boats, for example, are being started in Ketchikan this year. Those two are scheduled to serve Juneau, Haines, Skagway, but that frees up more resources for Southern Southeast. I also was a key proponent of getting funds with your senator to build a new ocean-going kind of vessel as a replacement vessel for one of them you've indicated. So we have actually put forward, I want to say several hundred million, but certainly more than about $150, $140, $160 million towards vessel replacements and refurbishment as well, just in the last few years. And there is a schedule to get those done that we are meeting and beating right now. So new ferries are on the way.
What are you doing to help people who don't have health insurance get covered?
What we're doing is we're identifying, let's back up first. Part of the reason those opportunities are being destroyed is because of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare as it's known. In Alaska, what we're doing is identifying the gaps in coverage for the poor who are at that 100% of federal poverty level or before. Because right now, individuals who find themselves in those circumstances can get free primary care coverage, access, not coverage. They can get primary care from our community health centers, for example. There were 36,000 folks who did that in that income category in 2012. So it's not just about insurance coverage, it's about access to healthcare. We're working to identify what gaps in access to healthcare there are for that population, and I anticipate our Commissioner of Health and Social Services to be able to provide me with that information soon.
How is the department and the commissioner, how are they going about trying to find those people in the state that don't have the access?
Well, that's just it. There's we were originally told that there are 43,000 people who don't have access to healthcare because they don't have insurance coverage. And it turns out that most of them actually do have access to healthcare through different systems, whether through the community health centers, whether through tribal health centers, through the VA system, through catastrophic care that the Health and Social Services Department provides. And yet we know that there are through emergency room treatment for free that everybody else is paying for with higher insurance premiums already. But we know that there is a gap, and I've asked the Commissioner of Health and Social Services to address those. So I think what he's doing is working to identify who actually has access. It's easier to figure out who has access and then you're left with who doesn't. And that's, I think that's the approach he's taken.